booker, 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 booker.
Hey there, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. What are you reading? What are you forwarding? What are you emailing to your buddy at work or your Aunt Ethel? Time to find out. Let's do the most. Okay, I'm already talking, so I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to tell you about, this is on top emailed lists all over the place, actually. I found that at CNN.com. Dennis Kucinich, you've heard of him, the honorable representative from the state of Ohio, a former presidential candidate, a Democrat. Well, yesterday, he read a very long resolution moving to impeach President Bush. He announced his intention to seek the impeachment Monday night. I'm sorry, he read it on Monday night.
He started on Monday.
Long. It was that. It really was. It was very long. This is not something that's expected to actually happen. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has repeatedly said she's not going to support any kind of resolution calling for Bush's impeachment, saying that it was a divisive kind of move. And most of Kucinich's resolution, I mean, he accused Bush of, you know, using false justification for the war in Iraq, breaking international law in the course of that invasion, failing to provide troops with proper equipment, and on and on and on.
See, I predict, and it's probably because Kucinich, but in a little over 6 months, Bush will be out of office.
That is bold.
That is my prediction. I predict.
You want to put money on that?
I will put money on that, and we can trace it all to Kucinich. He'll tell you that. Ian, what do you say?
Hey, I say that you guys just gave me an awesome segue because I actually have a gambling story. Somebody did put money on something.
Mm-hmm.
This is a most popular from the Columbus Dispatch. Apparently there's a church, St. Timothy Church in Ohio, that does a fundraiser, kind of a mock casino. So this guy, Roland Rico Chapa, shows up at the blackjack table. And the and the dealer notices that he's getting a lot of kings of diamonds and aces of spades, like in an inordinate amount.
Like not just any old blackjack, those two particular
right,
cards.
Right, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. So the dealer...
How many kings of diamonds and aces of spades are there in a deck of cards?
That would be one.
I'm just kidding.
One per deck.
One each, yeah.
That depends on the deck.
Well,
I'm guessing in Chapa's deck
used,
there may be
yes,
more.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, the dealer calls in a pit boss. This church fundraiser has a pit boss. And the pit boss joined players at the table in calling this guy a cheat. One witness said when Chapa stood up, a two of spades dropped out of his pocket.
Oops.
And apparently, so this happened last year. Yesterday, or sorry, 2 days ago, a Franklin County jury convicted him of cheating,
yeah.
which is a rarely used criminal code, but it's a felony in Ohio for someone with a prior gambling conviction or someone corrupting an outcome higher than $500.
And he stole from the church.
So if I can just set the scene, Chapa was described as wearing a white suit, black shirt, and gold alligator belt buckle, and his defense was... I actually lost money that night. How could I have been cheating?
How long did the jury deliberate?
Not long.
He faces up half an hour.
Right, it was something like that. Yeah, he faces up to 2 years, and his daughter says they will appeal.
And by the way, I looked it up. Saint Timothy is the patron saint of stomach disorders.
Mm. Relevant. Fact. That's a relevant fact.
Fascinating fact. And card counting. Tricia.
Hey, I have one of the most emailed stories at USA Today. The headline is Paul Campaign Puts Plans in Place for Alternate Convention. So Ron Paul, who is actually still running for the Republican nomination for the president, if you look on his website, it says there were 11, now there are 2. Mm. So he hasn't dropped out. But he's expected to have an alternate convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota during the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, because apparently he has not been invited to speak at the St. Paul convention because he does not endorse McCain. So he's actually having a rally, a freedom rally and ice cream social in at the Texas Republican Convention
in
Houston
freedom
today.
Freedom rally, but ice cream social.
There'll also be a sock hop.
Yeah.
Just the freedom rally and the ice cream social. I think that's enough. Anyway, he's expected there to announce his plans for the rally at the national convention. It's expected to happen on the second day of the convention. You know, it, And he doesn't, apparently he doesn't want to take the thunder away from John McCain. He's not going to try to talk while McCain is speaking or while whoever turns out to be the vice presidential nominee is speaking. So a day before either of those events happen, he's expected to have this rally.
Hey, I love it. Democracy, people.
Yeah, and it's going to be at the, reportedly it's going to be at the University of Minnesota, also known as the U, in Dinkytown. Go Golden Gophers. Used to live in Minneapolis. Hey there, everybody. So that's where it's going to be September 2nd.
Can we rule out a McCain-Paul ticket? I think we can.
I think we might be able to.
Unfortunately. Lauren.
Lauren.
I've got the most email at the LA Times. So yesterday the government expanded its warning to three varieties of tomatoes. Those are the red round tomato, the plum tomato, and the Roma tomato. So the LA Times got this plant pathologist to describe them for us. The red round tomato is the standard supermarket tomato, which includes beefsteak and comes in a range of sizes. It's larger and juicier and is globe-shaped.
Where they had to describe the red round tomato.
Yeah.
And they had to use words like, it is a ruddy color, perhaps it's spherical. I'm going to go with red and round.
Plum tomato is a paste tomato because of its high density. It has a tough skin. It's oblong. 2 to 3 inches long, 1.5 to 2.5 inches in diameter.
Okay, I'll bring my calipers to the supermarket with me.
Roma tomato is usually egg-shaped. That's all they've got.
This is, of course, all because of the salmonella scare.
Right. Yes, yes.
Are killer tomatoes also dangerous? I saw a film. It can be quite lethal.
Good song, though.
Wait, can I say something on the tomato story?
Of course you can.
The FDA also put out a list of states that grow tomatoes where you can eat those tomatoes because they're considered safe. There's 24 states on that list, including Florida and California. So,
which produces a lot of tomatoes.
And, yes, and the ones on the vine are still safe,
yes,
they say.
Yes, vine.
All right, so I have a most, this might be a most first or a moist foist. The most emailed slideshow at Business Week magazine. Yes, one of the most popular slideshows at Business Week. It's a sidebar to a story on how Bill Clinton's comportment on the presidential campaign trail for his wife may have hurt his speaking fees. And the slideshow is other people, prominent people, and how much they get in speaking fees. Clinton was getting up to $450,000 a gig. Rudy Giuliani was the second highest paid guy they put on the list. He gets up to $200,000 to speak. Another Rudy was high up on the list. Do you know which one?
Rudy. The football player?
Rudy.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding? Really?
No, I swear to God.
Rudy.
That's the only other Rudy in popular culture.
What's he pulling in?
Daniel Rudy Rudiger talks, you know, he'll inspire you. He's small and he's scrappy. For schools, he charges $15,000. For corporations, $20,000. And if you're a corporation, he must fly first class. Wow. Arianna Huffington gets $40,000. Al Gore gets $100,000. In his contract, it says you must provide a sedan, not an SUV, and if possible, a hybrid. Mark Spitz. This is crazy. Blew my mind.
Not an SUV.
Sean Hannity gets $100,000, and even though he mocks Al Gore for getting a private plane, he requires a private plane. And for some reason, people out there are willing to pay $10,000 to Ed Koch, the former New York mayor. Basically, just go to any Greek restaurant.
Right, just go down to the village.
Yeah, yeah. He's never had a meal at home. He has six dinners a night. If you go out to eat in Astoria, you'll definitely run into Ed
Koch.
And
the speech will sound something like this. Dear Ed, graduates.
Yes, he had the dial tone.
Matt Martinez. Hey, Matt.
As usual, I have one of the most emailed stories here at the old NPR. The headline is, Something Store Sends $10 Surprise to Your Door. And it's basically a store that sends you something for
$10. What do you mean something for $10?
It's something, but you don't know what it is. It's all about the surprise of opening the box with something in it that you don't know about. So it's you pay $10 and they send you something. And
awesome.
Yeah, well, here's the report by Brad Linder.
Finding the right gift can be hard work, whether you're shopping for yourself or for someone else. If you've ever wished someone would just pick the presents for you, then you know exactly how Sami Bey felt one day last year when looking for a gift for a friend.
What if somebody just decided for me and just send, you know, something decent, something nice, something interesting? And I was thinking like that, something, and Something Store was born.
The Something Store is exactly what it sounds like, a store where you can buy something. You don't get to find out what it is until it arrives at your door. Here's how it works. You visit somethingstore.com and pay $10. That's it. All items are the same price, and shipping's included. And you won't know if you got a coffee mug or a digital camera until you open your package about 7 days later. But why exactly would anybody spend $10 on something without knowing what it is?
I think you're basically buying $10 worth of, ooh, I wonder what it's going to be, you know, type of excitement. And then, you know, if you get something good, then that's a bonus.
Tom Witten is a flight planner for a small commercial airline in upstate New York. After spotting the something store while surfing the web a few weeks ago, Witten plunked down $10. He says he wasn't expecting much, but he was hoping to get something really cool.
Well, I mean, you know, an iPod or something, you know, something really, really good. But just something I could, you know, actually use, even if it's just a $10 gift card or, you know, a good book. I really wouldn't want to get something, you know, like cheap jewelry or, you know, a Def Leppard necktie or something like that.
While the Something Store has never shipped a Def Leppard necktie, the company has sent out a handful of iPod Shuffle MP3 players, which are worth far more than $10. The most expensive item the company's ever shipped was a $630 computer. The Something Store can only sell expensive products by making sure that most of the items cost less than $10. For every iPod that's sold, the Something Store ships dozens of coffee mugs, wallets, and shaving kits. But when you place an order, you never know what you're going to get. Founder Sami Bey says that's what makes shopping at the Something Store an experience and not just a transaction.
I think it's more suspenseful, something. I mean, there's mystery behind it. And we don't want to send very cheap products to a large group of people and send something really nice to very few people. That would be like lottery. Instead, we want to try to send everybody something nice and some people something nicer.
Not everybody's happy when they open their box of something. Bey says early on he sent women's clothing and jewelry to men and vice versa and received some complaints. About 2 weeks after placing his order, Tom Witten got an envelope in the mail, which he couldn't wait to open up.
Well, I've got my trusty pocket knife, and I'm going to cut the edge of the envelope here and pulling it open. And it's not a gift card or anything like that. It's an object. It's green. I'm trying to figure out what it is. It's actually, this is very cool. It's a 4-port USB hub, and I'm very happy.
Witten says he would have been satisfied with anything he could use, even a cheap coffee mug. But he says he'd been planning on buying a USB hub for his computer anyway. And as it turns out, he just did.
A little something-something from Brad Linder. I was on the Something Store website. There's a list of things they won't ship. They say alcohol, bulk marketing tools, body parts, and anything banned by the 1970 UNESCO Convention on Protected Cultural Items.
Oh, good. They're in compliance with international law.
Yes.
For a link to that story and all the stories you heard on today's Most, go to our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.